Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2020 brought us COVID, unfortunately, and all the lockdowns, and lots of consequences, not only to businesses, people's jobs, futures, but also mental health. Yet at the same time, the church was tested. Some churches ultimately passed the test, if you will, and many churches failed. But now the church is more essential than ever, especially as we're moving into a new year, 2021. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we'll talk about how essential the church is. It's always been essential for 2,000 years, but it's even more essential than ever. There is a video that went viral at the end of 2020, and it was about a young family, husband and wife, with a small child. Two-year-old daughter. And they were on an airplane. And the video shows that they were trying the best they could to put the mask on this little child. And the little child was burying her head into the chest of their parents or putting the hands over her face.
She was crying. That's not a natural thing to put a mask on a little child.
She just did not want that mask on. And the parents were doing everything they possibly could. But there was no sympathy from the United airline crew. This was a United crew airline, and the crew members ordered the family to leave the plane after their little daughter would not comply with the mask mandate. I mean, this is unbelievable. The one of the parents said, Eliz Orban, "We are premier silver members at United, so we always fly with them. In fact, we had flown with Edeline 4 times already since the pandemic without ever having an issue." But she posted a tear-filled video that was originally posted on Instagram and then was shared and went viral. This is unbelievable, and it is shocking, but I've seen this story happen over and over again. What problem do you have with this little two-year-old? This little two-year-old is, you know, and they're punishing the family. And they were planning for a weekend to go visit his either family or friends. And all of that was ruined. All of that was gone because the unfriendly flight crew escorted them off the plane because of the little two-year-old.
You know, I've seen this happen with an adult as well. He's a well-known speaker. I think he was flying on American. He was going to a speaking engagement, and they called him up to the desk, and they said, "I'm sorry, you have to get off the plane. Your flight has been canceled." He says, "Why?" Because on a previous flight, he had not worn a mask. So I guess they keep names and numbers, and he is no longer allowed to fly on that airline anymore. And he was going to a speaking engagement.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's gotten so crazy.
Southwest Airlines also faced backlash after enforcing a mask policy that caused a Chicago mother and son traveling to Florida to be kicked off their flight. You know, then, and so it's not just one airline, it's others as well.
And you think they would be really wanting the business.
Well, and you know, also this article I'm reading here is, "Are you gonna pay my rent?" This is an angry California business owner confronts Governor Newsom's issuing of a citation. And in a heartbreaking exchange shared on social media, the restaurant owner in Southern California confronted the government health officials who reportedly issued him a citation for staying open after being given a closure order. You know, this is crazy. There's another one over in California where this restaurant owner, it's a woman, paid $80,000 to do outside dining and comes to her restaurant now that Governor Newsom wanted to have more crackdowns, lockdowns, and close these restaurants. And she came there to pay her employees. And lo and behold, right there in the parking lot, lots of tents were put up because the entertainment movie-making business was considered essential and exempt. And they had all this food operations set up out there in the parking lot.
Yeah, for their one of the NBC's television series they were doing for their crew.
For their crew and for the extras and the actors and so forth there. They had all that there, and she's looking at, that's okay under the governor's order, but my place that I spent $80,000 creating a place outside is not okay. Mm. I mean, the picking of the winners and losers is something that's really problematic.
And I remember seeing there was a family business in New York, and the husband had passed away, and the wife and the children were continuing the business, had been there for years, and they were struggling because of these crazy lockdowns.
And so in Maine, where we're litigating on behalf of Ken Graves and the Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine, that case is ongoing. Governor Janet Mills has locked down further in Maine. Now, we've got an email here from some family members that are talking about their child. They're not related to us, but they're saying this. The beautiful child, that's talking about a child, who this one person is writing about it. This beautiful child who has a nationally recognized lawful medical exemption to not wear a mask due to her medical and developmental disabilities is now not allowed out in society in the state of Maine. No stores, no restaurants, no shops of any kind, no walking in public, no life outside of her own home, erased from view, discriminated against due to circumstances beyond her control, which impact her life in a devastating way. On a normal day, forget about this insanity. All for a virus, and it goes on to say with a 99% recovery rate. This is a girl who has a medical condition for which she cannot wear a mask. She's got medical and developmental issues that she deals with. Cannot wear a mask, has a medical exemption for it. But in Maine, because of what the governor has done, this person is now isolated to at home because even when you walk out in public, you have to have a mask. Well, this girl can't wear the mask. If you go to a shop, no entrance because you don't have a mask. A restaurant, store, you can't go there. So this little girl is now isolated at home. And this brings us back to something that we mentioned earlier in one of our programs, Holly. Thus, the reason why this exponential increase in suicide, depression leading to suicide, suicide and depression. People are depressed, people are suicidal, and especially the young people.
Right.
Even as young as 7.5 years of age.
Right. And the government is not looking at people. We've lost our view of humanity. We're no longer people like that little girl who cannot do that for her own, you know, health. She cannot wear a mask, but we're not even looking at that. We're just looking at, okay, you're another number I need to control. You need to follow the rules.
And thus, you know, the church is more essential than ever.
Yes.
We started litigating this. We represented the very first pastor who on the last Sunday of March had a church service, March of 2020, and the next day was arrested in a dramatic fashion, unbelievable, for a misdemeanor, like a traffic ticket kind of level of misdemeanor crime, if you will, for holding a church service in Florida. And it was broadcast on TV, and it was just dramatic, and it was
his mugshot and everything. Yeah.
Went to jail, had to get bonded out, and he was the first pastor in the U.S. to be arrested over these COVID situations, and we're talking about March.
Right. And so that gave us a clue. Something's coming.
And then, you know, that started our litigation across the country, about 2,000 plus pastors, 44 states, 4 trips to the U.S. Supreme Court since April of last year on church cases alone. We have more cases at the U.S. Supreme Court, but just 4 on church cases, one of which was a major case with regards to California, that we ultimately got reprieve from the U.S. Supreme Court, but we're still back in California because of the governor. Governor Newsom wants to continue his repression, depression, tyrannical reign over Californians and particularly houses of worship. You know, the churches are more essential than ever. We've got a case pending at the U.S. Supreme Court that Supreme Court will ultimately review later this month to take it or consider it for full hearing at the high court. It's out of Illinois regarding our Romanian churches. And that pastor there and other pastors have said, you know, they shut down because they didn't know. But then they began to realize that the people in the community needed the church to be open. And they began opening, and they got a lot of pushback. Some of them have been charged criminally. In California, it's criminal to actually have worship with anybody in 99.1% of the state, including in your home, in your own home with somebody who doesn't live there. Criminal. The church is more essential than ever, and 2021 cannot be a repeat of 2020. The church needs to be bold. Jesus says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We believe that. We're kicking down those gates of hell, and we're making headway. But we still have to go door to door, house to house, if you will, state to state, community to community, to continue to set the captives free. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Subscribe to our emails right there on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.